an important topic, and again, if we can't finish it today, there's always Sunday. We're going to begin, Rabbi Osai, with Tosfos over here. There are two Tosfos that contradict each other. Steer in two Tosfos, which the Mefarshim point out, but I hope you've seen both of them. On Kuf Aleph from the base, Vano Gerano. Who's this person? Is the Gerano? His name is Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Says Tosfos, in Toma, the Pirish of Enetam, the Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda, the Hocha, Hoya Ben Rav Yehuda Hindva, the Amma Vaparakam, the Kiddushin, the Ger Shein Lo Yorshim Hava, Vinizgai Huva Oviv. That means that they converted separately. He's an honest to goodness Ger. Frank Tosfos. Lama hoya lo lahavi b'risa the pasul ger lechalitza. Why must he bring a b'risa that he's pasul lechalitza? That's what he quoted the Tanina. No, the dine mamonis nami mefsa ladon li Yisrael. Kevin the ein imo bi Yisrael. He's an honest to goodness convert. So who needs a special pasuk when it comes to a special b'risa? She quotes a pasuk comes to chalitza. Just quote the din of dine mamonis. V'yesh lama two tevuts. The itzrich lifsol afilu lechalitzas geirin. Oh, it was a bedina mamonis. We learned this a long time ago. It's a gemara right over here. Ger don top of kuf beis amelav. Ger don is chaver devar Torah. Shem is son tosam alechem melech. Mora says, shiv chashem alkech abo mikerav achecha tosam alechem melech. Alecha would have been in mikerav achecha. Aval ger don is chavero ger. Okay, fine. It's as far as we got in Amar Makomas. Fine. So Tosfos answers, you need a pasuk to tell you, and the Braisa, that's what he quoted it, to pass even the Chalitza's Ger. Dine Mamonis for Ger, he can't paskin. Chalitza for Ger, no. Inami. Koshu le Dine Mamonis, Lodan below Kfir. Lo shaycha sima v'dava shel srora t'chsev som tosam lacha melech ela b'kfiya. If I force you to come to here to me for a din Torah, which a bezdin kavua can do, b'zmaneinu is almost impossible for a bezdin to force anybody to come before for a din Torah, because the guy said mi samach alish tzav shel fedolenu. Who made you the bezdin kavua? But what do you mean? I'm the chief rabbi of blank. There's no chief rabbis nowadays. Used to be, if you lived in Prague, so the Noda Behuda. Right? Lived in Pressburg, it was the Chassam Sofer. Right? And that went on beyond the Chassam Sofer, who passed away in 1839. It went for another century, arguably, in certain parts of the world. Right? It was breaking down because of the emancipation, etc., etc. But really, today, there's no Bezal Kavua to speak of in really almost anywhere. Okay? So we don't have Kfiyah Bechlav. But no, but what Tosfos is saying is that Bekfiyah, a Ger is Posel Adun. Shalom Bekfiyah, he's Kosher. When it comes to Chalitza, he is Posel, even Shalom Bekfiyah. Everyone with me so far? This is this Tosfos. Good. There's another Tosfos. Tosfos Daf Kuf Beis Amud Alef. In the Chalitza, Ad she over v'imo b'Yisrael, pirish. B'imo lo sagi. Ad she hey, gam over b'Yisrael. The mother's not enough. Avol b'ovim l'chut sagi. But the father alone is Jewish. And the mother, we mean the mother. The mother's a convert, obviously. The mother's a goyish, the kid's goyish. The father is Jewish, the mother's a convert. It's fine. Ta'afil l'inyan yuchas kuhuna sagi b'ovim b'Yisrael. It says in Kiddush. Which means that the father is Jewish and the mother is the father is a Kohen and the mother is a convert, so the child is a kosher a Kohen. So clearly, as long as the father is Jewish and the mother is a convert, he must be good, because after all, he's good even for kahuna. Ida Gemara is an expression of v'imo mi Yisrael. Imo, again, if Yisrael means, If the mother's a Jew, of the goy, not to talk about it, the child is goyish. So when you say imo mi Yisrael, what you really mean is imo who is born Yisrael. That's the pashup shot. You need, oh, born Yisrael, imo born Yisrael. Says Tosfos, it's not true. If Avav is Bon Yisrael, even if he was not Bon Yisrael, she's a Giyoris, it's still okay. So don't take the words so carefully. Avav Imam Yisrael, again, Yisrael in the context means Bon Yisrael. It's enough for Avav Bon Yisrael, even if Imam is not Bon Yisrael. All right, everyone with me so far? Avav Imam is Lavdaf. Not enough. Aviv O Imo, as some will see say, but you need, it all depends on Aviv. Okay. Hikshari. The Perek Nara Biksubis, Taf M. Dalid, Omar Gabi Nara Murasa, Kiosa Navala B. Yisrael, the Horasa Vladosa Bikadusha, Yisraelis Ma'al Yisahi. What's the Kasha? The Bach does it a Kasha. Kavanas Kashiosa, Hoki Perusha. Dilma kra osa lechalitzas geirim. Oh, we had a previous tosis where there's a special din. In the pasuk to tell you, he's pasuk even for chalitzas geirim. Now, what do you mean, chalitzas geirim? Chalitza by geirim? I'm asking you a question. Is it shayach a chalitza by a geir? Chalitza by a ger? A ger has no brothers, by definition. He has no brother, he has no father. You remember, I hope, from a long time ago, from a first Gemara, Sadi Zayin Amud Beis. Give a look. Sadi Zayin Amud Beis. Remember the Gemara, the last few lines? Hoysa harasan shalo bigdusha, v'lei dasan bigdusha. Lo cholz of lo miyabmin. In other words, not only is a ger have no chalitza even, as the previous line said, even if she converted in pregnancy, there's no father. There's no kiyeshu achim yachlev, achim in ahav, like Yaakov Avinu, doesn't exist. Rabosai. So what's Tosfos talking about chalitza's ger? So what do you mean chalitza's ger? There cannot be chalitza by ger. What does it obviously mean? Rabosai, you weren't. You mean tell me that they studied confrontation better than you studied the Tosis? What's Chalitza's Geirim? Okay, look at the Tosis Hirosh. Please turn to the Tosis. He tells explicitly what you should figure it out on your own. Rabosai, look at Tosis Hirosh. He adds one word, which explains what Tosis is driving at. I repeat, Chalitza's Geirim is an oxymoron. If you're a ger, you have no brother, you have no father, you have no brother. It's impossible. What do you mean chalitza's ger? So the Tosfos Hirosh, on Kuvbeza Ben Aleph. V'yesh Lomar, it's the top Tosfos Kuvbeza Ben Aleph. The Itzrich Leposo Afilu Lechalitza Shel, he adds one word. You with me? Tosfos, the first Tosfos Rosh Kuvbeza Ben Aleph. Towards the end. V'yesh Lomar, lost the line. The Itzrich Leposo Afilu Lechalitza Shel, what's the next word? No? B'nei Geirim. That's what Tosfos means too. Obviously, there is no chalitza by Geirim. What do I say? Geirim means B'nei Geirim. That one word, three little letters. What do you mean? Shehoysa Rosam Leidosa B'Kedusha. Then, otherwise, there's nothing to talk about. That's what it says over here in the Tosfos Rosh. What about in the Rosh proper? In Siman Beis, does he have the same expression? Because a lot of this is in the Rosh proper. I guess it looks so far away in the Tosfos Rosh. Could be I sent you too far away. The same thing is found here in the Rosh itself, in Siman Beis. What does he say? No, unfortunately. Well, he says it. Itzrich leposa afilu lechalitza shel geirim shehoysel harasa nes b'gdusha. Harasa nes b'gdusha, they're not geirim. What do you mean geirim? What kind of geirim? They're not geirim. Their mother conceived when she was already Jewish. What it really means is b'nei geirim. And if he's a Korban Asanel, those Dalit quotes here, told Sanhedrin, B'nei Geirim. Okay? Just a point of order. If it's Geirim themselves, it's not shy to talk about Chalitza. Back to our Tosfos here on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Again, so what's the kasha? Back to the Bach. What's the kasha? Dilma kro also lechalitzas geir means bnei geirim. The lo sagi b'lei daso b'kedusha ela b'horoso b'kedusha. He's saying the following chiddush Tosfos. Maybe Rav Osai. What's the kasha? The kasha is, it says that someone who's a rosa leidos of kedusha is Yisraelis ma'aliyasahi. So what's wrong? So let's say, Rav Osai, that the pasuk is coming to teach you with respect to chalitzas geirim that the dayan, is no good if he's a rosa shelo b'kedusha. The diet is no good. You need harosu b'kedusha. That's the chiddush. Even though Rabosai, the cholates himself is b'nei geirim, the pasuk tells you. So you might have thought, okay, the chos is b'nei geirim, so the dayan could be haroso shelo b'kedusha v'ladoso b'kedusha. They're more or less on the same page. No, kamash v'nat na. That's what Tosfos kasha is. Avo lo bino nafilu imo mi'Yisrael b'chalitzas geirim. What does that mean? B'chalitzas geirim mamish, it's enough to have a ger to be a dayan, the same way as with respect to Dine Mamanis. Ayin Tosfos Ksuvas Daf Mem Dalet Shom Mavur Kain. And that's Tosfos Kasha. Again, the Gemara says you need Ovim of Yisroel from a Pasuk of B'Yisroel. When it comes to Chalitza of Yisroel, no! The Gemara Ksuvas implies Harasov Leidosu B'Kedusha, namely a Ben Gerim, is an absolutely full-fledged Yisroel. And therefore, why should we exclude such an individual from serving as a ger for as a dayan for an equal person who's a b'nei ger for a regular Yisrael, which was the Gemara excludes. The Gemara excludes b'nei gerim, right? A b'nei ger, we'll say a ben ger, and let's see, just to make it extreme, a ben ger v'giyoris, to make it extreme. But the Gemara Ksuvah says in Memdal, even a Ben Ger v'Giyoris is Yisrael Ma'aliyah. So why should we exclude it from the word B'Yisrael? I is a Pasuk? I'll tell you what the Pasuk is for. The Pasuk is to exclude Haras Hashalom B'Kedusha, but also B'Kedusha, from performing a Chalitza for a B'nei Gerim. That'd be a much more logical way to assign the Pasuk, based on Ksuvah's Memdal. Is everyone with me so far? This is Tosfos Kasha, the Bach says. You don't believe? I see you're still looking at me funny. You have to learn carefully. Why don't you look in the Marasha? Marasha is exactly the same thing. The Marasha, he just tells you what the kasha is. Dilma Kra, Marasha, page Pehe in our print, column 2, line 6. Honami Kashale. Dilma Kra de Yisrael. Lo osi el lamute harosa shalom b'kedusha lechalitzas geirin umiyu b'harosa l'osa b'kedusha sagi b'lavima miyisrael kemo gabe nara. That's yud. Ksubas mem dalet. The harosa l'osa b'kedusha Yisrael smalias have you. And if you look at Tosfos and Ksubas pei dalet, they say that's exactly what the kasha is. And he quotes it. Eima d'b'yisrael osa l'mute harosa shalom b'kedusha filo lechalitzas b'nei geirin. So Tosfos here is very mekater in the kasha. The Bach and the Marsha quote Tosfos and Ksubas, who had to tell exactly what the kasha is. Oh, we know the kasha. V'tireitz, Rabbi Osai. Kevin the horoso v'leidoso b'kedusha, Yisraelis ma'aliyasahi, im kein, l'chalitzas gerim nami. Kevin shal horoso v'leidoso b'kedusha, havi nami Yisrael ma'aliyah, v'karinan b'hu olecha, V'im Kain, B'lav, V'ivinik, V'shmo V'Yisrael, Nafka P'sul Ger, L'chalitzas Gerim. Ad shetehe imo mi yisro. Debinan mi kerav achechem. Again, you might have thought you need the pasuk to teach you that to be mamayin horoso shalom bigdusha, ledosu bigdusha. From what? From performing chalitza for b'nei geirim. Tosas answers, no. Since an individual is a rosso ledosu bigdusha, that person, those the cholitz, he's considered a Yisrael Malia. You are a rosso shalom bigdusha. We don't need an extra pasuk to tell you, you cannot be on the bezin for his chalitz. Well, the hachi is on the midrash, even nikah shmo be Yisrael, ad shei ovev mi Yisrael. Fine. In other words, the answer, you don't need a pasuk to teach you this idea, that what? That a harasa shalom be kedusha is possible for chalitz b'nei geirim. You would know it without a pasuk. So the pasuk must be referring to, even where harasa is a big kedusha, and the mother is a giyores, and the father is a ger, that he's not able to perform a chalitz ashe over b'Yisrael. Okay, fine, that's what it says. Well, the fees at Tzarech Loma, the Rav Shmuel Haisa, Imo mi'Yisrael, blo itzrich b'reishel, b'reishel l'mifsel, ele also shima mi'Yisrael. According to what we're saying now over here, the pasuk is teaching you only a case of Imo mi'Yisrael. So Rav Shmuel, by Yehuda must be Imam Yisrael. But Rabbi Natam said before, no! Rabbi Natam said before, Ger Ano is Kipshuto. He was a real Ger. It's a bit of a dochak to say what the reason over here. The Ger means, I'm not a Ger, it means I'm a B'nai Ger. My mother was a Gioris. My father was a Ger. It's a little bit dochak in the Lashon, although we find elsewhere in Shas such a Lashon. Ad Kan Rav Ozer, I just went through the posh of Shah. You have to go over it a few times if you didn't catch it. What's Tosas Kasha and what's Tosas Terence? Just Pashupsha. Pashupsha. Fine. What Tosas does say though on top is it's enough to have over me Yisrael, even if the Imo is a Gioris, because after all, it's even good for a Kohen. So certainly should be good over here for a Bezin of Chalitza. If you look on the Rosh, it's not completely clear that he agrees with this. Take a look, please, in the Rosh and Simon Beis. On a simple level, since the Rosh did not say explicitly what Tosa said, if you just look at the Rosh on a simple level, you get a different impression. Or both say a different impression. Let's take a look. What does it say over here? Quotes the Gemara, Simon Bates. Stama de Gemara, he quotes, Ad she ove v'ima mi'Yisrael, the beginning of Simon Beis, that's it. Says the Korban Esanel Gimel, Mashmo saloshen devina tavaya mi'Yisrael, v'chein kosev atur, the Russian son, the Oviv v'imo b'Yisrael. Not enough that the father is a born Jew, you need the mother should also be a born Jew, against Tosis. Ukvarachichu Tosfis, as the Korban Esanel Gimel, to be Oviv Luchut Sagi, for I asked him, Asar Yuchsin, etc. Harambam Komar, similar Dover, Rechovam Ben Shlomo, Shos Imo Gioris, Im Hogan Lamalchus. Right? Shlomo is his father, the mother is a Gioris. It's Kosher Lamalchus, Lo Kolshkein, Lachalitza. So all the Russian, the Turk, say that proof. Tzarech lo desvilu, the gabe chalitza goli kroyes seira bi Yisrael, the beinan tarvayu mi Yisrael. Amazing kiddush. You need both. Atka. So machloek is you need both, or is it enough to have what of mi Yisrael? Is there a third sheet out there? Yes, there is. Although some say it's a Tol Sofer. Some say the Smak in our edition has it. Ach Oviv Imo Yisrael means Oviv or Imo Mi Yisrael. Either one. So now we have three shitas in Rishonim. One, the Rov Poskim means Ovav Miyisrael. Emo is not enough, but Ovav alone is enough. Two, you need both. We saw that in the Karban Asaf and the Tur and the Rosh. And three, means Ovav or Emo. Either one. We'll get to that as we go. Now, Rabosai, we have to spend a little time on this part of the Rosh. We'll get back to the issue of Tosis perhaps on Sunday. But I want to focus on this right now. On the original Tosis, and you have a chance to listen to the Chazar over this Tosis on Amud Aleph, with the Bach, with the Marsha. Look carefully what it says. But the early Tosis is a little bit easier in terms of Pashup Shah. The Rosh is the same as Tosis, but he adds a third Teretz. That's Chazar again. It's the Rosh in column 1, page Nun Dalet. He says, which really means b'nei gerim. Means b'nei gerim. Inami, ikibli alayu hayakasha l'dini mamanis u'lechalitz l'mahanya kabbalah. That's a separate teretz. Kabbalah would work for what? For mamon, but not for chalitza. Inami, l'din shal yisrael kasha l'adam b'lo kfiya t'lo shayach sima v'dama shal srara ela b'kfiya. It's the same as Tosis Teretz. Says the Kovas Mepharshim at the bottom. Inami dachuk tahainu kabilu alayu lichoru. Lichoru is in brackets. What does that mean? What's the difference in the two Tewitzim and the Rosh? What's the difference? The first Inami in the Rosh says, if a Jew is makabel a ger on himself in Mamanis, it works. But not for Chalitza. The second Inami says, he's done below kfiya. If it's below kfiya, it means you're mekabel. Rabbeinu, there are only two possibilities, right? Either he forces you, or you go without being forced. So if you go without being forced, you're mekabel. What's going on over here? That kasha bothered me, and also Baruch Shekivanti. I didn't have this. I was learning at home without this fancy kovas mefarshim. I was mekabel to the kasha to Ferris Lamoshim, or the Gdol Le'olam. The answer is, Rav Osai, Kabbalah, this is my answer, and I found it in the Marashal, the Yamshul Shlomo, and Baruch Shekivanti there too. Kabbalah is a formality. You have to be a Kabbalah. You know, if you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Chav Dalet, and the Choshen Mishpat Sim, the Chav Bey is the beginning, you can make a formal Kabbalah, Neman Olai Abba, that even though he's somebody's father, he's car, he's puzzle, he's a thief, whatever he is, I'm formally mekabel him upon myself as an aid or as a dying. It's a sugin sanhedrin. That's a step much beyond just walking in. The Marashal gives an afkamina. I'll walk into the dying. He never summoned me. But I don't know he's a ger. I don't know. No one ever told me. I submit myself to his jurisdiction on my own. Not a bezna kavua. So according to the first teretz in the Rosh, no good, and dini mamonis. You have to be mekabel. According to the second teretz in the Rosh, no, he's kosh ladan below kfiya. You don't even need a kabel. He's walking. So writes the Yamshul Shlomo right over here in Simen Dalet. That's what he writes. It's a very important Yamshul Shlomo. That's the distinction between these two teruts. Of course, the question becomes: here, the Rosh says in the first dinami, kibul alayu. Rabosai, does the second Inami dispute that point? I'm asking you. Does the second Inami claim that the Chalitza Mahani Kabbalah? What do you say? Rabosai, I'm asking you a question. So, my answer is no. It's impossible. It's intuitive that Kabbalah is not going to help for Chalitza. Kabbalah helps for Dini Mamas. It's my money. I can throw it away. So I can accept the apostle of dying. Can't work for Issa Veheta Matis. Should be a double Pashim. It's true, the Rosh here, and we have it in the Piskei Rosh, never really implies to the contrary. Because he first says, Inami kibul alayi o yakosh nimamnes chalitz lamana kibul kabbalah. Inami ledin shal yisrael kosh adem below kfiya, means you don't even need a kabbalah. Okay? But he never says, or even implies, that with respect to chalitza, it's any different. Chalitza, even the second teretz holds lo mani kabbalah. You follow what I'm saying? There's no implication of the country. My bigger problem was when I fought first in the Tosas Arush. There was a slight implication, which we have to quash. We have to say it's not true. You learn to the Tosas Arush, because he reverses the answers. And the expression is somewhat different. Take a look at Rabbi Osai here. Inami, it's page, it's the Tosas Arush we saw before. Inami, Lidin shall Yisrael ha'yakosher dodon below kfiya, to lo shayach sima, the davar shall Yisrael ha'bekfiya. What's the third? What's the second inami in Piskei Rosh? Is the first inami in the Tosfos Rosh? And then he says, inami, ikabilu alay kosh demamenes ulechalitz lamani kabbalah. Both the order and the language gave me pause. What? And according to the first teretz, kabbalah would work? The answer is no. But the language is a little bit misleading. I think it's a little bit more misleading in the Tosfos Rosh than it is in the Piskei Rosh. Okay, Rabosa, fine. Good. Yeah. I want to discuss one or two more things, and I want to move to some other inyan. Okay? I mentioned to you before the possibility that you all, as long as either parent is born Jewish, it's good enough. This is very, very important. So you'll find it in the Tur, in Simen Kuf Samach Tes. I'll read it to you. You know what? Can you put this on the screen? Why should I read you what you can read it yourselves? Evan Ezer, Simon Kuf Samach Tes, and the Beis Yosef and the Bach, in what's called over here towards the very beginning. It's a very long simon, towards the very beginning. You get that for me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You get me the page, or get me a Barilah, whichever. Barilah's probably easy to read. And they don't have this version.
No.
Wow. So probably Barilah'll be easy to read. So I'll read you first. You'll see it again inside in a minute. Beis Yosef says, Usmak va'kol bo kosru, tafilu hoise ima levad mi Yisrael kosher, ad kan. V'tol soferu, v'tzorach lagia ove v'mokam ima. It's impossible. How can the Gemara mean, ad she, that the ima of mi Yisrael is enough? It's impossible. Our Gemara is an
There's no Bach.
Do you have the Bach? Have to get any Hebrew books or whatever it is. Why is the Bach a second class citizen? You have the latest? This is the latest by Barilah?
No.
You want to get the latest one and see if it has Bach?
It does. Latest one does.
So get the latest one.
But
can't get it?
I can't. But it's a different
format. I'm so sorry. You tell me that why you can't afford the latest Barilah?
I don't know. Maybe they don't make it in this version anymore, where you can access the regular screen from afar.
I don't. Sure. It's Greek to me. You just told me. But if I speak to the librarian, maybe they can fix it up. Is it the Moshe Shapiro?
Maybe.
Okay, so you speak to them first. I don't know Black the Ivra. Tell them I'm complaining. They tell me you want to put a Bach on the screen. It has to go through hoops.
Okay.
Well, should just if they fix it once and for all, it'll be solved.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's crazy.
The online one, the most updated one?
Yes.
That's right, who's some of this? Okay. This is Beis Yosef a little bit, and then the Bach. You go straight to the Bach, it's also good. Bach. Start the Bach, come on. He calls it Beis Yosef. Thank you. Stop. Good. Okay, Rabbi Osai. Uvis, can you read it?
Not
on the screen. Good, thank you. Okay. V'smach hichshu b'imo megerach shi'ovim v'yisro, k'en kosu v'atoysis perek v'sus chalitza. have a besmak shalana kosim besimin kuf kafe. Vitzar shalo ye echad me adayonim ger. And why is the imam of Yisrael kosher? Because of a base Yosef, the can't kosim besave a kolba. But tall soferu. So lama ovim and become imam. Can't kosim be fair shalach alitza sifei. Who wrote the Perish Lev Sifei? The base Yosef. The Nira the tall, same guy. Not same person, same god. The Nira the tall sofer besmak of a kolba. She'ein liyashva al piya gemara. It's impossible to say Achi Imam Miyisrael. Can't be. It's against the Gemara. Gamar Shaligiyah, B'chini Goh B'cholbo, B'tfus Venezia. Ochen Sifri HaSmak HaYishonah Shebekulon Kosov, the Imam Miyisrael Kosher. V'shot the Beis Yosef B'shmo. V'shem HaKobo, Lo Hinichu Dati, Lahaskim V'lomar, the Tol Soferu. Are you able to read the print? Is it big enough for you? In the back row? Elanira, the toughest of Derech Acher B'sukas HaGemara. Derech Yoshar v'li Michshol v'li Dochak. Can you imagine that? Who the Hachi Isa Hosa? Omar Rav, Rav Hosa Zechuk Chazar. Gerdon Es Chaver Dvar Torah. Shenemal Som Tosim Alecha Melech. Olecha Hu Devinan Mikerav Achecha. Aval Gerdon Es Chaver O Ger. This we know. The Mahar Yisrael Imam Yisrael Don Afilu Yisrael. Fine. Uyin Chalitza Ash Avim Yisrael. It's obvious, black and white Gemara, that Imam of Yisrael does not suffice for Chalitza. Has to be a typo in the smack, right? There's no other way out. Upirish Rashi, Batosis Mavura, the Mefarshim, Had the Kamal Inyan Chalitza Bechule, Pirusha, the Inyan Chalitza Yisrael, yeah. El the Pirish Rashi being in Tarvayim of Yisrael. Does Rashi say that? Okay. The Korban Asala quoted it from the Rosh of the Torah, he quotes it from Rashi. Pesha Taisus, Sagi be Ovav Luchud Miyisrael. And Shehikshu Minolon de Binan Ovav Miyisrael, Bechalitzis Yisrael. Look at that, this is Taisus Kash. Dilma Sagi be Imam Miyisrael, Bechud. Kev and the Havi Mikara Bachecha. The Krod, the Vedikash Rabbi Yisrael, Lo Osa Lalamed, the Chalitzis Gerim, Sarach She Yisrael, Mealva. Da Hainu. No. Da Hainu. Shaisa Rasla Yosef Bikdusha. Kid the Kama Tamuda Pergnarish and Spatasa. Omeri, this is Chazara. He noticed, guess who he quotes? He quotes Agos Abach. That's him. He's explaining that Tosas Kashi is the same as Xuvis, right? And what did we answer? Came in the Chalitzes Gerim Lo Meshkachas Elabishneachim, the Rasla Yosef Bikdusha, Tav Yisrael Malia, the Karinan Buhu Olecha. Okay? Im Kane, that's Kashis now. Below the Nikash Rabbi Yisrael, Nachlan the Posel Ger, Lichalitzas Bnei Gerim, Divinan Mikerev Achechash Te Imo Mi Yisrael. Ava Bo Rosso Be Dosa Bikdusha, Ava Pidi Yisrael Malyahu, Be Karinan Be Alecha, Mikolakon La Karinan Be Mikerev Achecha, Ime Nima Mi Yisrael. Ken Bakarchach Di Ayata Mi Yisrael, La Tzuche Ova Mi Yisrael, Lefizel Rav Shmuel Ba Yehuda, Lorot Aleishav Bebezn Shal Chalitza Vishahaya Ger, Betanina Vishral, Bebezn Shal Yisrael, Bebezn Shal Gerim, Surach Lomash, the Hoysa Imo Mi Yisrael, the Law Itzrich Lasuya, the Bryce, the Mifsail, the Osim Yisrael, Ad Kalashana, the Dun Chazar. And they said the same thing in Ksubis. Upirish then, so Semash Upirish Rashi, Vano Gerano, who wrote this Gairu? Vesosa Gamkamashakosu Atosu Shamashem Rabbeinu Tam, right? That he was himself a ger. Ger in a Yoshimta. Everyone with me so far, so nothing's new. All the back then was Yerach Hazar. He quoted Tosus verbatim. And he asked Akasha to steer Tosus someone Amin Alf, Amin Beis. Was he himself a ger? Or is he a son of ger? Here comes the back's Chiddush Nifla. It's a Chiddush Nifla of an Ara. It's one short paragraph, but listen carefully. When they steer his Elu, Svirle le smack, Liyashi mashihikshu atosus, Ulefarish. Catch this, it's an amazing genius. That kusha shehikshu atosvis, hu biatzmo pshara sugya. Tosis the kasha on the Gemara knows the smack. Tosis kasha is the Gemara's kasha. Vachi kamar rava. Bishar dinim ger dones chavero. Uli Yisrael eno don elim kain imo mi Yisrael shenema. Mikera vachecha v'gomer. V'hu adin, he's saying. Imoroso veledoso bikdusha, de karinen be mikere vachecha. if he's born Jewish, no matter who his parents are, right? It means he was conceived Jewish. Ulein chalitza, catch this now. Ben chalitzas Yisrael, ben chalitzas Gerim, no difference. Ad she'aviv o imo mi Yisrael. This is exactly Tosfos kasha, the Gemara's kasha. Let's say that as long as he is a born Jew, right? So it would suffice. What do you find it? Maka aviv v'imo. Either one. My simikra v'nikashmo v'Yisrael. Kol shum Yisrael. O aviv o imo v'Yisrael. Karin and bay. And what's it coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude horoso shalom v'kdusha v'lo dosu v'kdusha. Exactly what Tosfos kasha. It's a Gemara's kasha. Sagi. If they're both gerim, that's what it means. Ella be Yisrael dafka means that you need imo mi Yisrael. That's how I understand. Well, if he's that, chalitza's gerim and chalitza's Yisrael shavenein, the ba'aviv o imo v'lchut kosher, as opposed to what? Either rosh shalom b'kdusha or both parents gerim. V'hashtanicha the kosher of Shmuel Rav Yudah Tanina. Be Yisrael b'chule. The Aflo Shiva b'chalitzas Gerim Nami Posel de Ger Ano. So says the Bach, Rabosai. So the Bach is defending the smack. It's exactly the opposite. What Tosfos kasha against the Gemara is the Gemara's kasha. I know some of you are looking at me without fully comprehending. Chazer again. Once you're doing, you have time over Shabbos to Chazer again, I'd ask you to look a little bit in the Yom Shel Shlomo. With a completely different shot. Totally different. Simon Dalit. Different than the Bach and different than Tosfos. Third shot. These are discussing Din of Daraisa here, Moshe. These are not their abundance here. The Machlek is three sheetahs in Din of Daraisa. It's Tosfos, which is an accepted view. Then is the Bach, same shot in the Smach, which is not so accepted. The Yom Shel Shlomo, however, he made the grade. You'll see that some posts quote the Yom Shel Shlomo, Halacha Lemaisa, as a tzirif in certain cases. We'll see it on Sunday, but yeah, so you have a chance to look. Please look. I'm now going to close the Gemara Yevamos. And it's being Thursday. It tells a little bit about Shidduchim in marriage. As I said, we try to do on Thursdays going forward. Okay. I have the official edition now of this little beautiful kutris. Yodata Kisholom O'alecha. You remember this all started with the Gemara in Yevamos, son of Beis, that quoted this pasuk. There's a kutras of Rav Chaim Friedland as Atzal Mashkiach Eponimish, and he quotes a letter of the Chazon Ish. We have at least one person who's in the first year of his marriage, just out of the first week of his marriage. And I advise you to read the Chazon Ish's letter. Naki, v'simach, he quotes the puzzle. Chova, it's an obligation. Take care of your wife, especially the first year. Kesa Mesamcha, how do you make your wife happy? Talk to this gentleman here, but you can all listen. Teva shalol his aneg alchino ve'enov ve'elov e'neho nesuos, writes Chazanish. The nature of a woman that she enjoys when she finds favor in the eyes of her husband, and to him her eyes are lifted, writes Chazanish in discussing what we'll call female psychology. What this means is as follows. As Rav Friedlander amplifies in the Chazon Ish, that Es lo eze kenegdo means that Kodesh Baruch created the teva of the woman to be an eze kenegdo. Velishech teshukasech. I read from Rav Friedlander. Koritzona mufna klape isha. Right? Isha ksheira is also ritzon baila, Chazal say. Doesn't mean isha tova, good wife. Ksheira, which means fit. Kshera umat ima letafkida. Hashem yizbara chonanasa b'shifa zos. Lishof lasos as ritzon bal. We met a Rambam last time, where she's going to treat him as Sarah Melech. Because that is her nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not ask people to do unnatural things. That is her nature. But that's the case. It imposes an obligation on the husband to give her the time of day, as we say it today, to pay attention to her. And when she says something, to give her yashar koach for what she does and what she says. And even though you're not interested one bit in what she's talking about, but since she wants you to pay attention, you better pay attention. You're smiling already. Only married 10 days. Is it ready? 12 days. Is it ready? Cracking up. Okay, Baruch Hashem. You ready to learn the lesson? Thank God. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her a Hagashat Sipuk to be an Ezer Kenegdo, and only in this way can she fulfill her role successfully. And therefore, she always wants what he calls over here Ishur Mitzad Bala. What does an Ishur mean? A stamp of approval. Is in fact she fulfilling her role as an Ezer Kenegdo to his satisfaction? And therefore, she looks to him for his word of compliment. And the husband is the only person on the globe who can do this for her. She gets all the compliments from me, and from her parents, and from her rebbes, and from her teachers, and from her co-workers. Very, very nice. She needs it from her husband. There's no substitute. It's a mitzvah. She'i ev shalasos ayadei acherim. And therefore, continues the Chazon Ish, Olav lishtadel laharos ahava v'kiruv. The husband is required to show, to demonstrate to her, love and closeness. It's not enough that you love her in your heart. Not enough. You said it once, you said it twice, you said it five times. Every single day, every single day, you have to demonstrate and exhibit and say that you love her, and you're close to her, and this is coming to her, Magiela, because of her constant desire to be an Ezer Kenegdo. He quotes a letter from the Stipler, the brother of the Chazon Ish. Kayadua, Iker Tikvas or Isha Bolomahi, Shiela Bala Oivosa. Her main hope in life is to have a husband who loves her. Ukshiroa Shizaino, and when she doesn't love her, type of wife carefully. Kimat shekov lepikuach nefesh. You don't use words. They don't just throw words around. It's close to pikuach nefesh of the woman. Meirov tsar v'yogon al hayosa galmuda kalmonos chayos. Wow. 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 Our gedolim are not exaggerating. And the stipler knew about cases that came to him. If Haisha nishberes nafshit, if she's broken spiritually, he no fellas b'dikaon, she can sink into a depression. V'nasis pegiya lechol mine machlas chas v'shol. She's now fair game for any sickness. Chalila v'chas. So you have a very significant responsibility. We mentioned at the beginning. Tov legever lisa ol benurov. Posuk says, and the Chazal says that ol isha. It's the responsibility for a woman, for a wife. Not just for giving her parnasa, but for giving her attention. Attention. You give her all the money in the world, you don't pay any attention to her. It's a total disaster. And it's a disaster on so many levels. Not only in the interpersonal level, but in the spiritual level. I'll tell you one story which I heard from a man who was an expert in this field. There was a fellow who was a busy man, and he had no time for his wife. So she cried to him. You come back from work, you go right to your work, you have no time for me. He said, you know what? I'll buy you a computer. Internet. So many great things. So if I don't give you time, you can spend time on the internet. Okay? This is a Haredi couple. Children. One day he comes home, this is a horror story, but just a joke. She's on it. What are you doing on the internet? What am I supposed to do? It's a Mishnah in Ksubis. Batola mevia lide shimu. She's bored, leads her to being a little bit wacko. And one version is lide zima, to immorality. That's exactly what happened. One day he comes home. Because he didn't see under his own nose. He wasn't paying attention to his wife. She was chatting on the internet, and some truck driver paid her attention, gave her much more time than her own husband gave to her. So one day he comes home, and he finds his wife's shetel on the table. She ran away with the truck driver, an 18-wheeler. But he was supporting her. She lacked for nothing. What'd she lack for? The most important thing in the world, her husband's attention. But he gave her a bank account. She could go shopping all day long. She wants, she craves his attention. Obviously, it's an extreme case. But it shows you, if a woman has not got her husband's attention, chalila v'chasna, she could get sick in a physical sense. It's established, didn't have internet in this day. She can get sick in a spiritual sense. Rachmana litzlan, and who knows what could happen to her. You must give careful attention. She deserves it. She absolutely deserves it. She wants to establish a home for him. Rav Yossi called his wife Basie. In Yiddish, the shtub. Agrus the shtub. Regards to your house. What does that mean? Your house. Bricks and the mortar. That's the way that Basie. She wants to provide a comfortable environment for him in the house. He should be comfortable with him, with the wife and with the children. That's her whole, that's what she wants. He never comes home. Somebody says a beautiful case. A husband comes home, he quotes it in Hebrew, Muhurhar be'ezeh inyan. He's busy, something's bothering him at work, who knows what. And he doesn't pay attention to his wife. She is disappointed. She is hurt. Why isn't he happy to come home? She worked so hard to make the home pleasant for him. She views it as a personal affront. The home is her world. And she wants to satisfy her desire. And even if she goes to work outside the house, she still wants that her main satisfaction should be in the home. This is not politically incorrect. But I don't start up with a stipler. Notwithstanding the front cover in Time magazine this week had that the women make more than the men, and the men are stay-at-home dads, and all this We don't believe that human nature could be completely eradicated. My Rebbe said it, his famous drasha that we spoke of before, Tav l'meisav kimei ha-shamayim al-arts. And it seems to me that what's said over here, that Beso Zewishto is also kimei ha-shamayim al-arts, notwithstanding the idea that now women are working outside the home. I would say it's somewhat attenuated. I said with respect to Tav l'meisav also, even though my Rebbe, I don't know who would agree with me, he was very fire in that famous speech of attacking a certain rabbi who had a different approach. But I said it's Kimei Shemayim Alerts. In fact, in level, I'm the first to concede, I hope everybody would agree with me, that it's a little bit different. Women are educated, so the ratio of sipuk in the house is not 100% of it used to be in 150 years ago. Now it's X percent. But still, she falls more sipuk in the house than outside, and more than her husband. That's what it says. And how does she have the sipuk? Only when the husband gives her a smile. Only. There's no other way. It's impossible otherwise. And therefore, it's a critical, critical thing that a man speaks to his wife with love, with close, with affection. I have to add one point. There are two different types of speech that a man has to have towards his wife. One when she's a tahora, one when she's a nidah. When she's a tahora, so then, well, there's, how should we say it? No holds barred. Any kind of affectionate speech, even intimate kind of affectionate speech, you know, is permissible. You have to be careful even then. You have to, there's time for everything in married life. But when the woman is a nidah, in a certain way, I have to be even more careful when I speak to her. Because there's a physical separation at that point in time, she sometimes feels even more distanced. And yes, there has to be some distance, but only some distance. It's critical, it's absolutely critical that especially at that point in time, that the husband speak to his wife appropriately, with affection, with closeness, but not the kind of a closeness which is inappropriate at that time. I read you from this sefer. When a woman has a period, she has certain mood swings, hormonal changes, and yes, Chazal made certain gedorim. But dafka, the husband has to know, dafka at that point in time, quote, chovoso lishtada lahakdishta yeset suma slave ulis anya b'matzovet. Pay even more attention to her and be solicitous of her situation. V'lo lamayit b'diburim hamutarim, and not to skimp with the words, the kinds of words which are appropriate at that part of the month. Why? K'dei lahokil me'aleo asiv lo hanafshi. She feels, you know, a little bit down. It's hormonal. You and I can never figure what this is exactly. We can't. We don't have it. You as a husband have to be even more solicitous and more careful to speak to her properly and give her the time. She shouldn't think, chalila v'chas, you're only interested in the pleasures of the flesh. And when she's in need, you don't care about her. Chalila v'chas, even imagine such a thing. But it has to be made clear to her that you're not such a person. I'm not chosh anyone in this room to be such a person. But you have to tell her. If you don't tell her beferish, she may not realize it. So writes her freely and then amplifying upon the letter of the Chazon Ish. Very, very, very important. Rabbosai, our time is up. We made some progress in this letter. But Leonetta, next time, I'd like to start to discuss this letter a little bit more on the Stipler's letter, B'siyata D'shmaya. Wish everybody good Shabbos.